producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So is Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms?
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, heading into the weekend with my good buddy Liam Sheff. He's back. He's traveling all over the place and lecturing on the oil alarm with the accompanying, how would you call this, a short film, a video? What do they call these things nowadays?
A short film.
Short film.
It's a 17-minute animated film animated by Eric Rogerson. I did the writing, research, narration, and storyboard. Heal the Planet funded it, and it's very, to me, it's a very beautiful, short, fun movie.
Yeah, and we're going to be debuting it, if I can say that, at the United States Health Freedom Congress, thanks to Diane Miller for the Health Freedom Crew. That's going to be up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So thanks for getting us a copy to show off up there.
Absolutely. This the purpose of the movie is to be shown, and we'll have I'll have excerpts, 2 minutes. It's 17 minutes, but it's all in chapters. You know, I'm going to put up 2-minute chapters, so people can watch the one on oil and water, oil and food, oil and farming, cars, you know, how we got here, oil in America. It's years of research streamlined into a very short, easy to digest, you know, a 17-minute thing that could be broken up and used in schools. And no, I'm not selling it, so if you want to support me, go to my webpage or Facebook and find my PayPal and put in $5 to $20, because I'm paying all this out of pocket.
By the way, you're in. Can I say where you are now?
I'm at Health Conspiracy Central. Nick Brannigan.
Yep, a good buddy Nick is hosting you, and you are going. If you're listening live today, tomorrow in Las Vegas, what time? 1 and 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm giving a talk at 1 and 2 o'clock at. Well, I'll promise. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay, no problem.
Because I have to go find
it. Well, somebody's listening, Liam. I mean, look, I got tomatoes growing. We got sunflowers sprouting, and we got cucumbers on the mend. We got black-eyed peas are going gangbusters. Green beans are trailing a little bit behind that. And just having a fun time out back. And like I said, the message even on the third episode of The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, Ty interviewed me from the Vitality Bistro, which is that organic raw restaurant. They're now doing a little bit of cooked food, you'll be happy to know.
Yeah.
And we talked about that, and I said, you know, it's not enough to clean up your act. You need to start growing your food. So the message you're getting out to folks, and I think I don't know that everybody's going to listen initially, but we're getting through to some.
Well, it's at the Naturally Organic Healing Center, all of those words in one line, Naturally Organic Healing Center. I'm very grateful to them for hosting at 1171 South Buffalo Drive. If you go to the Facebook event page called the Oil Alarm Animated Preview, just look up Oil Alarm on Facebook and it should come up. I'll make sure that you have the link for the show notes. It's tomorrow. This isn't the last one. This isn't the only one. I'm going to Los Angeles. I did a couple of events in Davenport, Iowa. I had some impromptu events throughout Iowa. And I was in Chicago. I got to spend time with the animator, who I've really enjoyed meeting. He's a talented guy, and he's asking me all these questions. He took this job probably at a lower rate of pay than he usually would. Again, that was paid through Heal the Planet Foundation, healtheplanet.com. He said he took it because he was just so interested, because usually he has to do this corporate stuff. So we ended up talking about how long is it going to be? Until what? Until the levee breaks, until the oil system is falling through. Well, if you look at websites like Zero Hedge or the various peak oil websites, it's just a sea of unrest out there. The Bakken, sorry, I've had so little sleep. The fracking that goes on in North America is all essentially in decline and bankruptcy because it's so expensive to do that when the competitive oil nations that don't frack, that's what I said, they don't have to do fracking to keep it going. Mm-hmm. They just said, well, we're undercutting your price. We don't owe you anything. We don't owe you to put our price at $80 so that you can sell your barrel of oil for $79.
Yeah.
So they sold it for $40. And then everybody had to liquidate what they drilled at $70 to $80 to $90 per barrel. It's a disastrous mess.
And it's going on, as you said, in the Balkans. Who was the guy, John Oliver, Yesterday Tonight or something?
The Bakken, not the Balkans.
The Bakken. But did he understand what was going on, though, when he's doing his rant?
John Oliver is, I guess, a replacement for John Stewart. Now, I could use less and less of all of these guys because they just sit there and they stare at the camera as though they're your friend and they're telling you something you needed to know, and they go on and on and on and on. And the point of view is that somehow, and I know, the audience, well, you're going on and on, Liam. Listen, grow food. That's all.
That's
I'm done.
It. That's
now, grow food.
Yeah.
That's it. Do it and I'll be quiet. Grow food.
John Rappaport wrote another article recently about the Golan Heights below Syria and Israel. They claim that there's a major discovery, oil and gas there. Of course, people don't understand what's going on with territorial disputes. Is it not all about that as well?
Well, okay, let's do the John Oliver thing. There have been some discoveries of gas in and around Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Gas doesn't run 250 million cars that we have in the United States, and it's no good to us. They'll use it, and they won't really trade it except with neighbors so that the Arabs don't kill them. That's all. That's it. Period. End of story. Don't worry about it. It has nothing to do with us. We pulled out of the Arctic because, you know, Exxon and BP, they pulled out of the Arctic. They said, we can't do it. I mean, if we could charge $200 a barrel, maybe, but they don't even know what's there. It's not like they've had great success drilling. If they could put a nuclear bomb on the bottom of the ocean to blow up all the oil that might be underneath, they would. But they can't because there are some minor environmental regulations that still hold sway. And I mean minor. Because they're allowed to spill so much oil that it doesn't matter. And that's what John Oliver was talking about. He was incensed by how much oil was spilled per day, per week, per month, per year. And that fracking was really not very good for the environment. Really? Okay, thanks for telling us. None of this makes difference because it's going to be a price point. We've engineered a system that's entirely based on price point. And right now, the price point for oil is in close to $50-something dollars a barrel. From 1900 until 1970, the price of oil per barrel never got above $3. Three. That is how we built America. No other way. That. Period. That's it.
Well, that's how we built empire.
That's it.
I mean, it wasn't enough to build our own country. We had to go, oh, man, now we can go anywhere.
Right, but we also built giant useless skyscrapers. Mm-hmm. We also put suburbs away from waterways and farmland, so we don't know where our food comes from. We also built 1,000-mile highways separating us from our food, which is what the oil alarm is about. And the oil alarm takes a happier tone than I'm taking right now. I'm underslept and slightly irritable. But in the oil alarm, I said, look, I need you to feel positive about this. I need you to see this as a doable thing. We can actually an accomplishable action. We can go out. We can grow food again. We can shorten the distance, and this is the line from the movie, between the town and the field, between the city and the field. We've put it too far away, and it's time to bring it back and be close. But John Oliver was screaming about, and the audience of, I guess they're called millennials. I guess I used to just call them
young.
I can't say it on the air. Anyway, narcissistic dip.
Okay, carry on, my friend.
Get the beep, Don.
Yes.
people who grew up with iPhones in their face who think that touching a screen is an action. It's not an action. You're not doing anything. It just stop it. Put it down. Stop participating in that world. Go out and grow food in collectives. We need you guys who have never really done manual labor to do it, and I'll be right there with you at 44 with my, you know, creaky back or whatever. But we're all going to be out there digging. And Robert, you need a chicken tractor, and you need a chicken. You need to talk to Amanda from
Stockton Ella One. Yeah, she's done it. What about the rabbits?
You got to raise rabbits, or we're going to need ducks.
Because Playboy's not using them anymore.
No, no, you need some bunnies on your land. You need it for the flesh and the fur and the chocolate eggs, of course, that you get from bunnies, if I remember my anatomy correctly. You need ducks. You need ducks.
You've got to be upsetting the vegetarians again.
I mean, oh, I've been a vegan for 150 years. Nobody's going to be able to be a vegan in the future. It's over. Stop it. You're not going to be able to be a vegan forever.
Wait a second. How is that possible that you can't be a vegan? Because that's like the environmental superiority perspective.
It is environmentally superior than factory farming. It's far superior. Factory farming is an abomination it's just a murder crusade, just taking all of these mammals and stuffing them with waste, with plastic, with pellets, with wood chippings, and the worst kind of stuff that you can imagine going, and recycled animals going into animals and making them cannibals.
But I get that, but the no vegans in the future, that's got to be a shocking thing for a vegan to hear.
You can't be a vegan if being a vegan means that you get your food on the back of a truck that comes from Thailand or Malaysia or wherever the non-GMO soy is coming from. You're not going to be able to do it. I've just been in Monsanto land for a couple of weeks down there in Chicago, Illinois, Iowa. Every field is a GMO soy field. If it's not a GMO soy field, it's a GMO corn field. And that stuff does not grow without the oil state and without glyphosate. It does not grow without the chemicals. And when the chemicals get expensive, when petrol gets expensive, when the long-distance trucking routes become too expensive, you're just going to have to eat to live, to survive. And you can eat low on the food chain, but I'm talking about low on the food chain, not just plants and not just grain. People who are afraid of grain are going to have to get over it, because when we are hungry, we're going to have to grow grain in, frankly, collective groups of people who guard the fields, who make sure that they're not infested, who make sure they're not inbred. Green Revolution's over.
Wow. Are you guys prepared? Liam Sheff is on. We're going into the weekend here. A little bit of revolutionary discussion, but if you care about tomorrow, whether you have kids or not, this is a discussion that's important to have, and it's not happening in many places outside of certain comedy shows that don't really get it. But we get it here. We're going to get some more of it from Liam Sheff after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, streaming live around the world through our syndicator, GCN, Natural News Radio, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle, and then across the pond, our friends in Great Britain, UK Health Radio. And Liam Sheff is on the road. He's doing a tour. You need a Hope and Crosby, right? It's like the road movies. You who do you have to travel with? I mean, I've got Producer Monkey here, so are you all alone?
That's right. I left Producer Monkey. No, I have Producer Monkey.
Okay.
Have a monkey.
I have a monkey, not the monkey. Okay, I just need to know that.
So Producer Monkey's here, producing the show as always. I have friends. I got to spend time with Joni, and we did a couple events. Joni Abbott of Homegrown Health and Hawk in, Radio in Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah.
I got to spend time with the animator, Eric Rogerson, up in Chicago. I do have friends everywhere, and it's always good to see them. I'm pretty strongly thinking about moving down to Georgia, buying a little bit of cheap land, cutting down some stuff, and building some yurts, and doing a permaculture teaching center.
We got to come up with the new words for the Charlie Daniels great song. Liam went down to Georgia. He was looking for some food to grow. Right? We gotta do that. That'll be fun. And let's see. He was in a bind. You know, he had a big behind. No. Wait. He was looking for a behind. I don't know. We gotta work on that anyway. But
we'll do it.
But your road tour.
My future plan is to embed myself in a slightly suburban wilderness where I can reach out with a partner or two or three to teach the community not how to live in yurts, but how to live in their suburban homes, but to turn their lawns into food growing areas and water collecting areas. My goal is not to have everybody be some sort of derelict hippie. That is opposite my goal. I am not a new ager. I am as non-new age as you will find.
Yeah, but listen, the new agers, God bless them, love them, but they're
somebody's
waiting for Tesla to come down in a spaceship and say it's the Deus Ex Machina scenario. That's how they're living. And if you look at, you know, other religious spiritual views, it seems to be there's a common theme, because we talk about the myths throughout history and how they pattern, the patterns that emerge, and they manifest differently for different people around the world. But where are those that are saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait for the spaceship, I'm going to start growing food?
Okay, so new age. Listen, I'm the pariah on the show in a sense. I'm welcomed by some people and not by others, because I don't believe in anything that we can't prove. Not really. I mean, I believe my own things, and by prove I don't mean empirical whatever. I mean history has rules. So I don't believe in magic wizards from a couple thousand years ago. I don't care if they're Allah, Buddha, Jesus, or whatever. They're just stories to me. I know that that's very important to some people. Now, to me, they're stories, and they don't really matter, because the most important rule in the world is treat others as you want to be treated. Don't hurt people. Period. End of story. You can throw away all the great texts of the world. Keep those two things. I don't care what religion is.
Well, listen, be excellent to each other. Bill and Ted.
Great. Be excellent to each other. Be good to each other. Be reasonable with each other. Fine. That's great. I don't need all the other rules and regulations. They don't do anything for anybody.
Do that again, because you got Captain Kirk. You're bringing Captain Kirk through on that.
They make people crazy is what they do. I'm not bones. Not able to handle, and I think those, all that crazy stuff makes people insane and confused. Instead of thinking we just have to grow food and sort of try to get along, they think, well, I'm not able to do this on a Friday because now on Saturday I have to step on my left foot, and on Sunday I have to get into a hutch and twirl around three. You don't grow
food.
So
you're not a rule guy.
There are basic rules about the conduct of life. Don't hurt people.
Right.
It's not complicated. Don't go through life hurting people. If people say you're hurting them, pay attention and stop.
Those of you who like, you know, the economic discussions, you know, the do all you have agreed to do and do not encroach on other persons or their property, that was Richard Mayberry, where he boiled down all of the world's religions into a basic common thread. And it was like those two laws. He said the two laws: be excellent to each other and, you know, don't hurt them.
And as property goes, you know, property is frankly a herding culture thing. I get it that we have property, mm-hmm. We don't want to encroach, but we also are going to have to, in America, get used to not all having three TVs. I know.
Shock among shocks.
It's going to be hard. We're going to have to get used to having rather communal kitchens in neighborhoods instead of having everybody has a giant kitchen in their giant house or even small apartment. We don't need it. We really need to start thinking about the things that we need to have by ourselves, our own room, a room of one's own, I think Virginia Woolf said, and we're going to need to share other things like kitchens and even baths. Yeah,
whoa, all right, stand by. We're going to talk about this some more on the other side of the break, heading into the food-growing revolution here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Schiff after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobbing, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing now with my communist friend, Liam Sheff. Oh, my gosh. All right, they're going to call you a commie.
For what? Because I said that we can't have three TVs apiece?
Yeah, exactly. We need more plastic and mercury and artificial realities beamed in through electrons from space.
Yeah, okay. So I'm anti-vegan, I'm anti-religious, anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, anti-Muslim, and now I'm a communist.
I'm trying to hook you up till you have some friends.
I got plenty. Communism was a system that occurred in an environment, the former Soviet Union, which had very bad, very low natural resources. So people were used to not having much. Then the government came in and said, we're going to institute that you don't have much. That's not a great idea. They also told people exactly how to grow their food across the entire extended nation. They told people how to grow food, and they were wrong. They had this guy come in and tell them to pre-soak their grain so it all sprouted and rotted and everybody starved. That actually happened.
Wow.
You can look that up. Then Mao Zedong did the exact same bloody thing in China. Like, he didn't learn the lesson, and tens of millions of people died over there. I don't like top-down approaches. There's no one-size-fits-all for the world that's coming. We're going to have to do local, networked, neighborhood. I don't like the word collective very much, and I don't like, but there's an aspect of it that we just have to deal with. I want people to remain secular. I want them to remain, independent-minded. I don't want witch burnings. I don't want the normal stuff that happens in religious or scientific communities where one idea is put forward as the only idea. On the other hand, I can tell you that collective decision-making and passing the talking stick will not work.
That's again coming back to a new age kind of thing, where why can't we just all get along and we'll get everybody to make a group decision. And if you've ever been part of bureaucracy, you know how well that works. And then you pray for a benevolent dictator. And of course, that only works for a short period of time, but till the dictator figures out, well, boy, he can have whatever he wants. He's got the spoils.
Unless he's wise, or there are two or three of them, there's a reason that monarchy and aristocracy, and we still live in a monarchical aristocracy with an illusion of a voting system, which is just a Barnum and Bailey circus. It's nothing. It's nothing to have a Bush and a Clinton for election again. Just stop talking about it. Nobody should talk about it.
Well, Bernie Sanders is going to give everybody everything they want.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So he won't, he's not elected.
But what's interesting to me, discuss this not only historically, but in a contemporary setting, about what is the hierarchical structure if we talk about in nature, right? Is there such a thing? I mean, because nature just does what it does. There's a natural order to the universe. It doesn't have to vote on it. It grows and it dies and then it grows again. And, you know, the great philosophers and the great organic farmers all knew we learn from nature. Peter Sellers and being there. I like to watch, right?
Right.
Shirley MacLaine misread that.
That reminds me of a joke when I was a kid. Little Bobby tells his parents every day, he says, I want to watch, I want to watch, I want to watch for Christmas, I want to watch. So they let him. Anyway, horrible, horrible, horrible joke. Cover your ears.
No, I guess where I'm going is...
That's one of my uncle's jokes. My uncle was the rudest. So, listen, nature has a way of organizing us, and it relates to this, hunger and thirst. It's Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? No, that was just a joke. Okay, move on. This is not advice. That was a joke.
No, bad joke, of course.
Bad joke. But Maslow's hierarchy of needs is food, water, protection from the elements, and sex, actually, are all on the bottom. Of this thing, and when we satisfy those, we can have more complex societies. What you will find as things fall apart is that you'll care a lot less about what you're eating as long as you're eating something. And it gets really bad when people get very hungry. It gets very, very bad. That's why the most important thing to do is to secure water, and I don't mean with a shotgun. I mean to have a secure flowing source of water that you can regularly tap. That's why Las Vegas is not maintainable. It's not tenable. And to have a growing source of food. And that's why it's not tenable to be, a Barbara's cereal vegan for the rest of your life. I'm sorry. You know, it's fun to eat soy hot dogs and carrot juice from Trader Joe's, I guess, but it's not tenable. That all of it's from California and Asia.
But Liam, it's always around the corner, down the road, a year, a 10 year. You know, the thing is, you're talking like a visionary, and I know you're not saying you're tapping into psychic powers. It's just like you can read the writing.
I mean, look at the
historical wall, right?
Yeah, just history.
Yeah, just history. And that the point is, what have we said in our culture? We seem to not be willing to learn from history. We just do the same stupid stuff over and over again, think we're going to get a different result. And, you know, what you're saying, I don't know that you've put a date on it, because who can? You know, everybody that the end of the world was last Thursday.
No, it's not the end of the world. This right. This is a purely practical energy decline. The energy decline has started. It started in 2008 when gas went up to $140 a barrel. They started fracking to put a bulwark or something between the door that was going to slam on us and us. And for a moment it seemed to work, and that is now fading and failing. The tar sands are going bankrupt in places. The fracking is going bankrupt all over the place. And the energy return on fracking and tar sands is in the range of 3 to 1 to 10 to 1. But the oil, that is for every barrel of oil we sink in, we might get 3 back, maybe 10 for fracking, maybe. But we built this country and these roads on 100 to 1 return oil. We don't have it anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. I'm not the prognosticator of prognosticators. I'm not sitting there with a magic 8-ball. I'm telling you that the guys looking at these fields at the Post-Carbon Institute, who maps thousands, maybe 10,000 fields and looked at the data, say, well, 2017 looks like the absolute peak in a best-case scenario for fracking. What are we supposed to take from that? Saudi Arabia is in decline. Their leader is acting erratically. Who knows how long that great nation will continue to supply us with our much needed 8 to 10 to 15 to 20% of oil that they've given us over the years. Who knows how long they can? Who's next? Iraq, we invaded them, blew them up. They're increasingly unstable because this thing that we CIA called, you know, invents called ISIS, which is people who live there who don't want us to be invading.
Right.
ISIS doesn't want us to be invading their land, really. You know, if the Soviet Union, what was that movie where the Soviet Union invaded North America?
Red Dawn. Yeah.
Oh, we were so patriotic. We're going to kill all them Reds. Well, what do you think they're doing when we come over there? Peacekeepers. Mm-hmm. Peacekeepers blowing up everything. You know, give me a break. We're not supposed to be over there. Mm. We have enough coal and oil here.
Did you say coal and oil?
We have enough coal and oil
coal
here.
Coal and oil. Oh, thank you for clarifying.
We have enough oil, coal, and natural gas here in North America.
Yes.
To keep running a structured society for 100 years if we stop driving these damned cars everywhere, all the time.
Right.
If we stop doing all the things that we think are necessary, 17 car trips a day. If there are
you know, ways to go about it, but again, we come back to what you bring up in the Oil Alarm, the short film, that we've made our homes, if you will, so far from things we have to go to in order to complete our job cycle and all of that, and the food and et cetera. That's why, you know, I'm so pleased, at least with the transition I've been going through, that I'm pretty much biking everywhere. Rarely do I have to get in the car unless I have to go to the airport to go out of town. But again, these are things that who knows how long that's going on. But the reality is, it's you can survive the change by making these changes now as opposed to when you have to, right? In a crisis, other people get to make the rules for you. You get to do it on your own terms to some degree now, which is cool. You can invent, you can explore, you can experiment what works, what doesn't. You get together with other people, learn about other people who have been doing this for years, and it's fun. You get to be like a kid again. At least that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm enjoying this.
And that's the right way to look at it. Despite my hand-wringing and sort of teeth-gnashing about it, it is the right way to look at it. That's why I'm going to go get some land and clear it, build yurts. I'm not going to build a hippie commune. I'm going to build an education center. That's the goal. Build an education center so I can interact with the local suburban community and say, you don't have to move. You don't have to become hippies. You can remake your lawns. We can gather water. We can do this. They're experts in it. We can bring them in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I'm encouraged. I'm not discouraged by it. I know some people, you know, again, we've got a diverse audience. We do. And they'll roll with me on these topics because we're all over the place covering them. I mean, you know, we got E-More doing the politics and the legal stuff one day of the week. We got, you know, TMB going outside the box. We got Dr. King with homeopathy. We got Bitar doing his thing. And we get together and do this as well. And I think for me, this becomes the most practical aspect of survivability, viability for the future. Liam, you don't have kids, yet, you know, you've planted yourself firmly.
That I know of. Go ahead.
That you know of. Thank you. Sorry. That you planted yourself firmly square center to what is going to be viable for those who have kids and grandkids and want them to be okay.
Right.
So think about it that way. Isn't that weird?
Well, no, all my friends who I love have kids, and you come to care about people, and you have to care. You have to want not everybody. I don't know. I don't want everybody to starve, right? So I have to be the idiot or the a-hole, excuse me, out there going, listen, this isn't working anymore. This driving everywhere all the time, this plastic from Asia, and no offense to Asia, they got their own problems.
Sure. But it is kind of a curse in a weird way, because many people don't like the message. Well, they don't like the message, then they'll take it out on the messenger.
Well, yeah, but, you know, when I'm in a room with people and we're giving a talk, everybody's happy, right? You've seen the talks. I can say a lot because they understand that the demeanor and the message is, hey, we can think more. We can actually think clearly. We can decompartmentalize our minds from the lies or fictions or myths or whatever that we have been instructed at different times in life, from youth to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on the TV right now, or any of the Bushes on the TV right now. We can decompartmentalize and say, that's not true. Hmm. It's not true. The stories we were told when we were kids, they don't have to be true. What's true? We need food. We need water. We need shelter. We need community to procure these things. That's true. All of the other stories are stories. You can like them. You can like them as much as you like Spider-Man and Iron Man. Mm-hmm. But they are not going to feed you. Batman's not going to feed you. And forgive me, but Allah and Yahweh, they're not going to feed you either. You have to do it with your hands and your back. And
I think we were asked to do it. I mean, we got a body. The life that we have here, we were asked to just sit down and have somebody do it for us. But here we go. I mean, this is, for me, it's an important part of the topics that we're doing here and teaching. And I appreciate you and The Oil Alarm, a short film that I want you all to watch when it becomes available.
When it becomes available, Robert's getting a preview. Everybody will start to get previews in November.
Okay. LiamSheff.com. Remember, read official stories if you haven't already. I'll be back with Super Don to wrap it up after this break. Thanks, Liam.
Thank you.
Live around the world, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave her not the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Nori, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thank you so much, Liam Sheff from Las Vegas, to go through the oil alarm and have sometimes intense discussions. I try to lighten it up sometimes. Sometimes he does, Super Don. But I think...
Boy, talk about somebody who goes all over the place. He's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, he's really he's ringing that oil alarm. He wants people
That's
to grow
awesome.
Food. And he wants our friends to leave Las Vegas. Leaving Las Vegas and leave California, get to places where they can safely grow food and get together with the community, which is all right by me. It's okay. Thanks to Dr. Mm-hmm. King as well. He's up in New York heading there for the boxing this weekend, I think. And thanks to Op-Ed for getting the notes up. Super Don, what are we going to do? We're going to sit or are we going to stand now? Because I'm confused.
Oh,
are you confused?
Yeah, I am so confused. It seems like every week there's another thing. Well, don't stand too much. Don't sit too much. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, sitting's okay as long as you stand some. Or don't, you know, you can stand
well, you
okay.
You know what we need is a desk that you can bike on or run with or do jumping jacks
well,
on. You know,
so, you know what? In California, they've got the beer bike, so you can actually sit down and have a beer and pedal at the same time.
I'm sure that's good for you. Giving workers adjustable height desks may contribute to less sedentary time in the office. So somebody lobbied for this, like the new desk, the technology. I talked about that, how I have the low-tech version. I just use some end tables that I prop up a secondary monitor. So when I do the show, I set my desk for standing up. And sometimes during the day, I'll sit down a little bit, and I'll set for standing up. So you can do this low-tech. You don't have to have the high-tech. But I said, if the budgets go up, maybe I'll get one of those adjustable sit-stand desks.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, these things just jump out at me in the news now. So, yes, sit-stand desks now mm-hmm. have been linked to less sedentary time at work.
Yeah. I agree. Movement is key here. We aren't meant to just sit or stand. We're meant to move. So that's why I'm saying, can you strap a desk to your waist and just keep doing whatever you're doing anywhere?
That's an idea.
I'd probably be in my way when I'm out in the garden, though. Speaking of being out in the garden, a sun salutation a day may keep the doctor away. I like this article. Okay.
Dr. Sunshine, as Dr. King likes to say.
Yeah, they said researchers analyzed data on more than 4,400 patients who were referred by their health care providers to the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine at Mass General Hospital, where I think Tom Brady is now a leading teacher. it's in Boston. It could happen. Where they receive what's known as relaxation response training. So they're, again, acknowledging even the egghead research universities and hospitals, oh, my gosh, maybe relaxation is good. Maybe exposure to sunlight is good. Maybe a little bit of gratitude. Vitamin G can help. The vitamin D production that the sun will help facilitate and stimulate. It's all too simple. How did this ever get through to a publication?
No, I think more and more people are listening to this show and they're starting to get it.
Yeah, that's what Jerry Doyle says. He's like, I can't believe it. Every time I turn around, somebody else is confirming what you're doing on your show on the website at robertscottbell.com. So cool.
Isn't it great?
Speaking of which, if you go to the website now on the show notes, you'll find out where we're going to be. The United States Health Freedom Congress, and that's 18th, 19th, and 20th of October. Come back, and then Tampa. Super Don, I wish you were with me at the Tampa event. Op-Ed says he's going to come with me. And nice. We got a good crowd at Abby's Health and Nutrition. That's a Thursday evening. And then, let's see, what after that? November 7th, back at the Vitality Bistro in lovely little Mount Dora. That's going to be fun. And who knows what else is popping up. We're working on some other things as we speak. So that's good. Now, can we reveal anything else about Monday? Because this Monday coming up is really unusual for you. You're not going to sleep at all this weekend.
No, this weekend's going to be a crazy weekend. I refer to it as a Chinese fire drill. That's what's going to be going on.
Right.
Can we reveal? You know, we can. I mean, if you want to.
I mean, look, we're going into the weekend. If somebody's going to complain, we won't hear about it till Monday. No. So that's okay, right?
I'll just give you the cliff notes, and then we can talk a little more detail on Monday. But if you go right now to the URL, talknetwork.com,
mm-hmm.
all of the people that have been inquiring as to what it is I'm doing here in Austin, that is what I have been doing here in Austin. We are launching a talk network. It's going to be an internet-based network, but it's going to have a lineup that will blow your socks off, including
mm-hmm.
this person here that is across from me over on the other end of the country speaking to you, Robert Scott Bell, will be on this network as well.
The neat thing about what we do, and of course GCN is our home, and Natural News Radio, Mike Adams, this sounds like an offshoot or expansion of what Natural News has been doing and expanding a reach online,
you know,
everywhere.
What it's going to amount to is, I wouldn't really call it an offshoot. It was like Natural News Radio was kind of like the warm-up act.
Okay.
What you're going to see here is something you have never seen before, and it's going to be completely uncensored.
Okay.
There will be no corporate collusion whatsoever in anything that's being said or done, and we'll talk more about it on Monday.
All right. Well, that's it, folks. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back Sunday with some new, exciting interviews for you, and then head up to Minnesota, and hopefully it won't be too cold. Thank you all for being here. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.